There are motorways now going from Dublin into Waterford, into Cork, Limerick, Galway, and up into Belfast. It's unthinkable that we won't have it in this region. And what it is about equality for the people of this region. And we need now all of the main opposition parties, Labour, Fine Gael, all of us to make it very clear. Sinn Féin is very clear through Conor Murphy in the North, but they need to be clear now in Labour and Fine Gael that they will support this infrastructure if elected into government.
Would you call on the local Labour councillors to come out and give their stance on this project?
I would. I mean, what we have now is we have Joe Costello, senior Labour TD based in Dublin. We have Leo Varadkar, senior Fine Gael TD based in Dublin, and both of them have been on the record in recent times criticising and even maybe threatening the investment into the A5. And those two parties need to make it clear now to the people of Donegal and their local spokespersons or councillors that they will indeed continue with that project.
And with Fine Gael and Labour warning that funding for this project may have to be reviewed, do you think now that this project may be seriously under threat?
Well, I can tell you that Conor Murphy, Sinn Féin and the executive in the North are absolutely committed to the project. So that is there, that is clear, that is going ahead. But for the project to be viable, we need a 50-50 partnership with the Irish government and the Northern executive working on it. So, you know, what we're saying is, you know, to Labour and Fine Gael, if they are now talking about forming the next government, they need to make a commitment to the people of Donegal and the North West region that they will not abandon them like governments have done down the years.